So I'm Michael Butler. I'm from Albuquerque, New Mexico. I've been living at our house of hospitality, which we call Trinity House Catholic Worker. It's part of the worldwide Catholic Worker movement, which was started in the 1930s by a woman named Dorothy Day and a man named Peter Morin, who basically believed that if one were to truly follow Christ or El Cristo, that you would have to actually live out his message of taking care of the poor, taking care of the sick, and visiting those in prison. And you would have to love your enemies. You would have to stand up to the oppressors and drive the moneylenders out of the temple. And so our humble house of hospitality here in Albuquerque is a continuation of their ideas and beliefs. And so we provide one meal a week here in Albuquerque for poor and homeless folks. And we also provide a day of hospitality where poor and homeless folks can come into our house on Thursdays between 9 and 3 o'clock to get showers, to get laundry, to get toothbrushes and toothpaste, and to have a free meal, breakfast and lunch with us. And get to know us, and then we also do food distribution through a program called Desert Harvest, which basically allows us to pick up day-old food from health food stores here in Albuquerque. And so we set up basically like a free market where everything is free for anybody who comes. One of our places is one of the poorest parishes here in Albuquerque. Another place is the Albuquerque Peace and Justice Center. And then we also do it at a live art space here in Albuquerque.
And then how about Food Not Bombs? How does that come in?
So Food Not Bombs was an organization started in the 80s by a guy named Keith McHenry and some other people. And basically they got together and the first time that they ever did it, it wasn't called Food Not Bombs yet. They started giving away free meal outside of a demonstration in Massachusetts. And it was so successful that they just decided to do it once a week in the same area. And then it spread to San Francisco, to LA, to Portland, to Seattle, to New Mexico, to all across the US. And now I've been receiving emails from Food Not Bombs groups in Brazil, in Africa, in Oceania, in Russia, all over the world. There's Food Not Bombs where people come together and they just do free meals. What we do by providing meals is we're saying food is a right. We are opposing the military state by feeding people so that people are no longer hungry, so that way they don't have to worry about food, and also so that way they can, since their bodies are nourished, that they can start to nourish their minds, so they can start to read, and then they can start to build an opposition movement to the military state. And so here in Albuquerque, we have three meals that we share. One of the meals is exclusively Trinity House, although Food Not Bombs members or people who are in our community of friends come and do Food Not Bombs style meal on Sundays. And then the second meal of the week, which is on a Wednesday at the university here in Albuquerque, University of New Mexico, is Trinity House and Food Not Bombs together. And on Saturdays at a different park, it's exclusively Food Not Bombs. And this last meal was actually unique in the sense that a couple of weeks ago we had a conference on how we can all share food collectively, how we can all collectively struggle, and how we can all participate in building a better society in Albuquerque. There's a group of people who want to have another meal for more free food in Albuquerque, and there's a group that wants to meet to discuss things and maybe participate in different union activities or different struggles here and there. And so we started a mutual aid group called Mutual Burke Aid. Actually, it's kind of funny because there's a struggle, I guess you could say, between the rich and powerful in Albuquerque, primarily the mayor and his office, whose vision of Albuquerque is a neoliberal agenda for tourism and big business to be attracted here, at the same time promoting white environmentalism you know, oh, we're green, we're a green city. And so, you know, trying to attract white upper class environmentalists to come and visit Albuquerque, kind of like a yuppie tourist area. And there's a struggle between, I would say, more working class or middle class people who are leftist to liberal leaning, who call Albuquerque Burke because of our Hispanic and indigenous cultures that are alive here, who want to see a radical shift from neoliberalism and capitalism, who want to see food being shared, who want to see more farms where people can grow their own food. I mean, we want to see tourism, but we want to see fair trade tourism where people are paid fairly and wages go up and people who live here are actually able to live here and they don't have to be bussed out or bussed in. And you know, we want to see homeless people getting the help that they need, getting the medicine that they need, or getting the supplies that they need, and getting jobs for people. So Food Not Bombs is right in the middle of that struggle, I think.
So from what I'm hearing is that Food Not Bombs is not only about giving out food, but there's a political component to that. How does food connect to politics?
I think if you're hungry, you can't participate in the political sector, unfortunately, because all you're worried about is, where's my next meal coming from? Where's my next dollar coming from? But I think it also, on the other spectrum, you know, if you're hungry enough, you know, you'll do whatever it takes. And so I think Food Not Bombs, what it tries to do is say, hey, food is a right, and anybody can do this. Anybody can feed anybody. So you should join us in our new vision for society. Instead of, you know, the unfortunate reality of people who kill people for food or kill people for money or kill people for, you know, because they have to survive somehow. So what we're doing is we're saying, well, we can all survive together. We can all create jobs together. We can all create wealth together. And we can all collectively own this wealth.
How about Zapatismo? How does that come in to either the organization itself or to your own personal life?
I think to me, especially since I grew up in an area that is a majority indigenous people, maybe not Mayan or Aztec, but Navajo and Hopi and Zuni, which are all related to the ancestors of the Hopi people. I think it always excites me to see when indigenous people who are obviously one of the most despised groups of people in this world, when they rise up and say, you know, we've had it with capitalism, or we've had it with this destruction. Especially, you know, they've especially influenced me personally because I, you know, my mom was a single mom with three kids. And she didn't have a college education, and so it was really tough for us. So, you know, I have a working class background. So one of the things that I've adopted is, you know, this idea that things should be shared collectively. People should take collective responsibility for each other. And, you know, in studying Emiliano Zapata and the original Zapatistas, and actually it's interesting because I wrote a paper when I was in sixth grade about Emiliano Zapata and the Zapatista movement, And I remember when I looked at it a couple years later when I was in ninth grade and I was getting radicalized, I looked at it at the end. I dedicated the whole page to the 1994 uprising, which it's interesting because I hadn't really even thought about it when I was in sixth grade. You know, I was just like, oh, well, there's Zapatistas alive today who are struggling, you know. So these ideas of justice and liberty and land as a right for people to work, you know, these ideas are very important to Food Not Bombs and my particular life in general as well, because you know, Food Not Bombs is hoping to expand, to be able to grow our own food, to feed people and have people participate by growing their own food as well. So you know, there's a big land struggle here in Albuquerque, and then also one of the other things that Food Not Bombs is doing is trying to create open spaces for people to have dialogues, which is totally Zapatismo, you know, other people with other ideas coming together and creating another society. Come visit us here in Albuquerque. Our house is Trinity House Catholic Worker. Our address is 1925 Five Points Road Southwest, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87105. Our phone number is 505-242-0497. And you can look us up on the web at catholicworker.biz.